Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Joining me now is Dwayne Motz. He's the executive director of the Red River Valley Sugar Beet Growers Association. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. How about yourself?
Good. The show looks like it's been going well.
It has. There's been a steady stream of people. We don't have a count on the numbers yet.
Of course, we're at the 56th Annual International Sugar Beet Institute here in Grand Forks at the Alaris Center. I'm guessing top of mind for you guys would be the Farm Bill. That seems to be on top of mind for a lot of folks.
We're always concerned about Farm Bill. This being a Farm Bill year, you know, it looks like we're going to get a rollout in the House side pretty soon, maybe in the next week. We know that in the morning news, Colin Peterson and Congressman Conaway are both looking for a yes from each side of it. We know there's still some differences. And they deal with SNAP regulations and requirements, and some of those are touchy subjects depending on the side of the aisle that you're on. One side is looking for some fiscal responsibility, the other side is looking to make sure we take care of people, and those are a little bit different issue on each side. So we're in favor of coming to an agreement and rolling this out very soon.
Were there any major tweaks that you guys wanted to see at all, or anything in particular?
You know, our issues with Mexico have been resolved, we think, through the suspension agreements that were passed and signed last June. So that part of it seems to be stable for us right now. So we're happy with that. And what we'd really like to see is the maintenance of our existing program. There are some small things we would ask for, but we really aren't in a position today to look at any more money and any more spending. So we're all looking at trying to be fiscal responsible. Our current policy is no cost to the taxpayer, and we want to keep that the way it is.
Recently, U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue paid a visit and got a chance to check out the Moorhead Processing Facility. That was fun to see.
Yeah, anytime you get a chance to go through the processing facilities, it's an interesting tour, and there's always something. I've been through quite a few of them several times, and you learn something new every single time, and as the season goes on, you know, the factories and the beets, the guys operating the equipment really do something a little bit different. Our workers are very, very good, and we're very proud of what they do, and sometimes as the season goes on, you know, the beets are frozen now, so we have other issues that come up. It's very different than when you're taking them fresh out of the field. So, you know, the factories change and the process changes a little bit, but at the end of the day, we're just putting sucrose in the bag.
Yeah. Well, it was fun to have Perdue pay a visit to North Dakota and Minnesota.
We're pretty excited that he was able to come. We know that there's a friendship between he and Senator Hoeven, and when they were both governors, so there's a connection that we were able to make and bring him here. I would like to see him come back in June or July, let him see the growing crops. I know that doesn't mean that he goes through a factory again, but we have an awful lot of factory activity going on with this growing crop in the summer too, and to be interesting for him to see the variety of things that we grow, everything from dry beans to sugar beets, potatoes, wheat and barley, all the other program crops.
And as we approach the upcoming growing season, what are you anticipating for the upcoming year?
You know, we're looking at maybe a little bit later planting date than we've had the last couple of seasons. Some guys are thinking that we didn't need the last snow. Other people are thinking we needed the moisture. So, you know, there's two sides of every coin, and the planting date matters a lot to sugar beets because the earlier it tends to be a higher yielding crop.
And it sounds like a record crop you had last year.
We did. We had more tons run through the factories than ever. We had a very hard decision to make to keep all the beets rather than leave some in the field, and we decided to dig them all, put them all in the pile, and it looks like we're in good shape. Like I said, our factory workers have done an outstanding job getting this crop through the factories. We'll probably be done North Dakota factories maybe the last week of May, Minnesota factories probably by May 20th.
Any other key factors on top of mind right now?
You know, we're always concerned what's happening with some of these other things, and in particular the Section 199, 199A. And, you know, we're challenged in the next few days to get something that works for everybody. I'm not exactly sure that we're going to get there. The concerns are on the C corporations. And you know, C corporations on the farm went from a 15% tax bracket to a 21% tax bracket, while the bigger companies that are not agriculture, not farm-related, in production agriculture, they went from like a 39% tax bracket down to 21% tax bracket. And then those C corporations on the farm side are not going to get that pass-through tax benefit. So their taxes already went up 6%, but then all of a sudden they're going to lose that 9% pass-through tax benefit. So that's a concern of ours. We have several farmers that are working on entities that, you know, do we need to have an entity that I operate under that allows me to get the pass-through credit? Otherwise, we have about $12 million just on beets that would go up in taxes, and that is not spent on Main Street. So that's a real negative thing for our local economies. Might be good for the federal government, but, you know, really $12 million to the federal government is a small number. $12 million in the Red River Valley in a small town is worth a lot of money. So there's a big concern about keeping our dollars local.
Absolutely. Dwayne Motz, the Executive Director of the Red River Valley Sugar Beet Growers Association. Always great to talk to you.
Thank you.
We'll have more Inside Agriculture with Farm Director Shauna Olson straight ahead.